Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. This is an honor to be here today. I'm telling you, my name again is Pastor Donald Connolly from Living Word Christian Ministry International. I just want to say that again. My name is Pastor Donald Connolly from Living Word Christian Ministry. No, the reason I say that is because, 25, maybe 30, I'm 57, I just made 57, June the 20th. Yeah, and I was sitting down with my wife. I've been using drugs and smoking cigarettes and getting high and stuff since I was about 8 or 9 years old. I grew up in that kind of environment in my house. And, you know, with my mom, them light me a cigarette. I light them one, light me one. Go get me a beer at the icebox. I was a little dude. I go get them one. I get me one. But guess what? As I got older, it became a lifestyle. It became a way of life for me. And it just took me places that I couldn't even, oh my God, I couldn't even describe it to you guys. But so when I stand up here and say, hey, I am Pastor Donald Connolly from Living Word Christian Ministry, that's a big thing. No, that's a big thing because for years, I wasn't Pastor Donald Connolly from Living Word Christian Ministry. I didn't have nobody that I was ministering to. I was out there drugging and drinking, getting high, doing all kind of things that I'm telling you that God was not pleased with what I was doing. But here, 10 years ago, going on 11 years, I've been clean and sober. I've been serving God. And so now, you know, I'm a pastor. I'm a minister. So I got some friends that still out there drugging and drinking. So God is telling me, no, be proud of who I am. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God, and I'm proud to say that because now here I am standing in front of you guys talking about Jesus. We have a recovery cafe in Southeast Washington, D.C., that connected us to Seattle where they started it at. And now I'm able to help other people 5 days a week come and get clean and sober, come and where they can, you know, get help with a lot of things. But what I wanted to talk about today is about developing your thoughts properly. Me and my wife been teaching on that for a while, developing your thoughts properly, because for maybe 40-some years, my thoughts weren't developed properly. So I turned to drugs and alcohol. I had a mental issue. I thought I had a drug and alcohol problem, but I had a mental problem. And once I learned that and how to develop my thoughts properly, guess what happened, guys? I was able to become the person that God created me to be. So I want to talk about that a little bit, that, you know, developing by your gift, by our gift. Each and every one of us has a gift inside of us. Each and every one, the kids, from the youngest to the oldest, we all have a gift inside of us that God has placed in us. And it says, I just wanted to talk about this. It says, by your gift, a thought develops properly. So by my gift, my thoughts developed properly. For a long time, I wasn't married. I left my kids. I got some beautiful daughters and some sons. I named a son after me. Guess what? I left them kids. Never seen them grow up. Now I'm back in their life. You know, I got grandkids now. You know, they calling me Papa Bread. They love me. You know, I go home and see them and doing everything. I got a wife now. She kisses me, coming there, talking about, oh, you my king. I love you. I'm like, you sure it's me? You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing because I'm thinking about all the years that I was sleeping in cars. I was in the shelter. And I did those things. But, man, but thank God for Jesus. Yeah. Thank God for Jesus, man. Jesus is stronger than any drugs, any crack cocaine, any dope, any coke, everything that the alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't drink. You're looking at a guy now, it's like I never done none of that. It's like I never done that. People coming to me, getting the word of God, and this thing is so real to me. I got a relationship with God like no other. I had a relationship with drugs and alcohol that was ridiculous. But guess what? I got a relationship with Jesus and God. It's ridiculous. It's great. I'm telling you, it's great. So anyway, I want to talk about this real fast. I want to talk about, look, by your gift, a thought develops properly. By the gift in each and every one of us, our thoughts develop properly. Watch this here. Biological evolution is the process which the characteristics and the organism changes. That means it changes. That means I don't drink up drugs. I don't have the shakes no more. If you can get high, somebody can be drinking or smoking a cigarette in here, it don't bother me. My stomach don't turn because biologically I have evolved. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. So now things have changed. But watch this here, guys. Each and every one of us in here, this is our problem. This is the problem we have. Watch this here. Your flesh has no desire to change. Your flesh, each and every one of us, this thing don't want to change. Some of y'all come in here this morning. Y'all just come, your flesh tell you, no, you're not going to praise God. You're not worshiping God. You're not coming in here. But look, what's it say? That flesh do not want to change. Want to come in here talking about, thank you, Jesus. I love you. Laying hands on the sick. Seeing them raise up. Praying for the brothers and sisters in the wheelchair. Seeing the miracles and wonders done. Our flesh don't want to see that. Our flesh want us to be normal. Just to be a normal person. Listen to this here. Your flesh is the part of you that independently wants to be satisfied without God. Your flesh, that's the part of you that independently, it wants to be satisfied without God. It don't want no parts of God. It don't want nothing to do with God. Watch this here. In the recovery cafe, I'm so glad we got the recovery cafe because now I'm dealing with people every day, even me. I deal with this here every day. I don't get high. I don't drink. But guess what? I still go through my addictions. I'm up and down. My wife come in, kiss me. Hi, baby. How you doing? Leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered right now. I'm watching the game. Guess what that is? Watch this. That's a mental disorder, mental illness. I'm dealing with it. Everybody go through that attack. You go through mental illness. That's why we come together today to serve God, to worship God. Why? God is a healer. God is a deliverer. He shows us how to get past those limitations that we have as human beings. He wants to get us past those limitations because that's the only reason we limit, because we are human. But there's another part of us, the God part of us, is spirit. And the Holy Spirit helps us to tap into that part. Watch this here. A mental disorder or mental illness is a diagnosable illness. It's diagnosable. Watch this here. It affects a person's thinking, their emotional state, your behavior, such as depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and bipolar. It's a bipolar disorder. It stops you from being able to engage in a satisfying relationship. But watch this here. In Romans chapter 7, this is so good here. In Romans chapter 7, Paul tells us about that. In Romans chapter 7, I just want to read a couple of scriptures, you know, to show us. And then I want to get to the good part, the spiritual part, where the Holy Spirit takes us to another level. Watch this here. In Romans chapter 7, Paul was talking. Paul say, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Look what he says in the next verse. Verse 16 says, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Verse 17 says, but now it is no longer I who does it, but sin that dwells in me. That sin is my flesh. That sin is stopping me from becoming Jesus. That sin is stopping me from putting my hand on the sick. Calling, look, watch this here. My father called me and said, I got cancer. Guess what? No problem. Let me come in there and pray for you, put my hands on you. I'm going to heal you in the name of Jesus. Supernatural. Why? Because I got confidence in Jesus. Jesus can do, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but my flesh is the one that's challenging me not to do that. My flesh is challenging me. Each and every one of us right now, our flesh is challenging us. You can't do that. You can't do that. Come on, just come on. Let's just go to church, get a word, and we all right. That's your flesh. Look, your flesh keeping you in here right now. Let's just get a word, and we're going to praise God, and we're going to come out of here, and we're going to go right back, be our same old self. The devil is a lie. Jesus is real. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is real. And we're going to get some, we want to see some supernatural powers happening in your life. I'm telling you, this is how you do it, by building a relationship with Jesus. I know about building a relationship because my drug and alcohol problem, I had to have it every day. Got high all night. Stealing money out of my wife's purse, my mama's purse, walking down the streets all times of the night, getting high. My drug addiction never sleeps. It never sleeps. I had to get high. While I'm in here now, I'm thinking about going to get high, get me a drink. I want to smoke a cigarette. I just had to have it. Imagine if you was like that about Jesus. Good God Almighty. I just got to have Jesus. I'm going to serve some Lord. I'm right now, Jesus in my mind, telling me about himself. Watch this here, guys. That's what I had to do to become Pastor Donald Connolly. I had to become, watch this here, I had to become strung out, sick with Jesus. Guess how I did it? I got locked up. The last time I went to jail, I went into jail. God said, the Holy Spirit came in there. I said, God, I got in jail. And I got in jail, and I sit there. I said, God, what happened? How did I end up back here again? And God came into the jail cell with me. He said, give me your hand. He said, give me your hand. And I gave him his hand in jail. I said, give you my hand. I gave it to him. Guess what he said? You can't do it. He said, I got to show you how to do it. And God took my hand, and in there for 3 months, I was facing a lot of time. I didn't do that time because guess what? My relationship with Jesus grew in there. It started out with about 3 or 4 people in the Bible study. I'm telling you something I know. Tell you something I did. Guess what happened, guys? Real fast in St. John's chapter. Let me read this verse here for you guys. I want to read this here because we was talking about how the flesh didn't want to do this, but now biological spiritual evolution is this here. Spiritual evolution is how we are wired. We are wired for spiritual evolution. This is how we are wired. Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have this in us. Listen, watch this here. We are wired for faith, hope, and love. That's what we are wired for. Look at this. The job of the Spirit is to take us deep God diving. The job of the Spirit is to take us deep God diving. The Holy Spirit takes you deep God diving. A lot of y'all still on the surface. A lot of us still on the surface. Guess what we do? We go under the water. We put our little bathing suit on. We get out of there. Yeah. But when you go deep God diving, you're going to need some special equipment. You're going to need some special equipment. Why? Because you got to go deep. You got to go deep down there. And if you go so deep in the water, guess what? Just a little bathing suit, it's not going to get it. And that's what I had to do. I had to go deep God diving. I had to get to know God the way I got to know crack cocaine and my alcohol and my drug abuse. You got some people been depressed for what? 40, 50, 60 years. That's a lot of years. You know what a cigarette it is. You know how it tastes. You know how it looks, all that. But guess what? That's what I had to do with God. I had to get to know God. When I did, let me share something with you guys. And I wrote this down right here. It says, the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. A lot of people is never going to experience that because of your flesh. You're limited. But I'm here to share with you today. I was in jail, and I was praying and walking with these guys, and I took over the Bible study in jail. And guess what? One day we was in there praying, and about 3 months went in there, the Holy Spirit came to me and said, you're not going to do that time. You're going to get out of jail. You're going to get your family back. You're going to get your life back. I never had none of that. I left my kids and all that. God said, you're going to get all of that back, and you're going to be the man you're supposed to be. And my relationship, I was walking and praying with God every morning, reading my Bible. I read this Bible from the front to the back, front to the back, to that thing got down inside of me. Guess what happened? The Bible study grew to about 75 men. And guess what, guys? You wouldn't believe it. The Holy Spirit came into that prison, into that jail cell, and we was praying, and I had a little young guy. He was my cellmate, and guess what he said? He said, oh, my God, you're not going to cry in front of all of these men, because he started hearing my voice. I was praying, and I started crying. He could tell I was finna start crying. So when I started crying, guess what? I started crying. I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, I've been waiting on this feeling all of my life, and the Holy Spirit came in that place and lifted all the drugs and alcohol, the depression, the guilt, the molestation, homosexuality, all that stuff I went through. The Holy Spirit lifted it up off me, and I cried. I said, God, I've been waiting on this feeling all of my life. And that's when God became real to me. I was in love. I found out about my boo. My wife is not my boo. You know how a man tell his wife, you tell your woman, that's my boo? That's not my boo. That's my wife. Guess who my boo is? My boo is Jesus. My boo is the Holy Spirit. That's my boo. And I went in the jail cell, and little guy told me about it. He said, you don't want to take your boo everywhere. I went in the prison. I didn't want nobody to see. I went in there to talk to my boo. I got in the shower. And while I was in that shower, guess what I did, guys? I started crying. I was talking to my boo. I told him how much I loved him. All of a sudden, a ceiling in the prison opened up. And the Holy Spirit just showed me Jesus. I could see his face. And you know what? I started crying because I realized all of that nasty stuff I had done in my life, my boo saw it. I stole some money from an old lady standing next door to me. Guess what happened? My boo said, I saw you steal that lady's check, and she trusted you. And I started crying. See, I couldn't believe that I did that to my boo, to Jesus. So listen to this, guys. This is so real. Jesus is real. Jesus is so real, real fast, and I'm going to quit after this. Listen to this here. It says in chapter 14, in chapter 1 in St. John's, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And watch this. Everything that was made through him. That was Jesus. Jesus was with God. Everything was made through Jesus. That's why they'd rather for you to talk about anything else than to say Jesus. Jesus is the reason we're here together today. But watch this here, guys. He said, Jesus says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. I else believe me for the sakes of the works themselves. He said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believe in me, the works that I do, watch this here. He says, the works that I do, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So the same works that Jesus did, we can do. I'm in Southeast right now. You know what I do? I go to the shelter 801, and I look at the guys, and I tell them, guess what? Jesus is real, and whatever you need, he got what you need. He delivered me, he'll deliver you. And them guys believe me. Why? Because they know I'm just like them. I ain't no different from nobody else. But I learned how to get a love relationship with Jesus. And watch this here, guys, real fast, right here in 2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Watch this here. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear have heard. He says, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. God has prepared something for us. It haven't even entered into your heart or your mind. You can't even think it. As a human, you can't even think it, the things God has for those who love him. Watch this here. He says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. The deep things of God. That means you got to go deep God diving to get this. You got to get this. Listen to me. I want to leave this with you guys. You guys going to have to, listen to me. We're going to have to go deep God diving to get a real understanding of how God works. You know what? Because, I go to the shelter and I see some of these guys, they smell it. They look bad. They don't look like me. And guess what? I know how to love them anyway. Because guess what? I don't see them with my eyes. I see them with Jesus' eyes. I see them through the eyes of God. So now I want to leave this with you guys. Watch this here. You can't do it. Nope. The things that God has for us and the things that God is going to reveal through us, we can't do it. Only God can do it. And only I'm challenging everybody in here today to not just come in here, not just come and get a relationship with, watch this here, we're just coming in the fellowship. But the relationship starts when we go home and we're alone. Developing your thoughts properly because you can do it. We can do it. Watch this here. Until I was able to develop my thoughts properly, because now when I go home, that drug addiction, even though I'm a man of God, it comes to me. And guess what it says? Watch this here. Oh, you don't feel as good as you do. And you know what? My wife is getting on my nerve. You know what God told me? He said, who told you that? I said, I don't feel like being bothered. Damn, watching the game. God said, who told you that? I didn't tell you that. Where did that come from? And guess what? God said, repeat after me. I said, okay, God, guess what? I love my wife. I'm having a good life. I'm feel good today. I'm happy. I'm enjoying it. I had to start getting my thoughts, had to start developing properly. Now that my thoughts are developing properly, God is able to show me the way I'm supposed to think. the way I'm supposed to feel and the picture that I receive in my thoughts. Because watch this here. When you get a thought, it's a picture that comes with that thought. And if that picture is not developed right, it's just like you got a Verizon. Who got Verizon? What, we got Verizon in here? What we got? You got your cable network here? It's just like having that cable network, but it's not hooked up. So now you're not able to get that proper picture. And when your thoughts are not developing properly, guess what's happening, guys? You're not getting the picture that Jesus Christ is sending to you. So that's what I want to tell you guys. I want to just leave that with you guys. Come on. Practice developing your thoughts properly. Whatever, if you know that thought is not of God that's coming to you, guess what you do? Reject it and say, in the name of Jesus, God, help me with my thoughts. Help me with the way I feel. Listen to this. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, obedience is you do it right then. Rebellious is you do it when you want to do it, or sometimes you don't do it at all. So if you got somebody that you need to love somebody, you got somebody you don't want to hug them, you don't want to love them anyway. You got somebody you need to call, you hadn't called in a while, call them anyway. Because guess what? Watch this here. You may not never get another chance to do with that. So I just want to say thank you guys and help develop your thoughts properly. Allow the Holy Spirit to show you how to do it. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.